פרגרף חף גימל. וכל זה צורך כל אדם לידע. And all of this that we're explaining here, every single person has to know this and understand this well. וידי זה יהיה ניצל מכמה מכשולים הבואים על ידי האמס דייקה שאינוי מבויר קרוי. And if you'll know this, if you'll learn what we're teaching here, and you'll understand it properly, you'll save yourself from all kinds of stumbling blocks that people stumble in through MS, through an MS that has not been refined enough, an MS that hasn't been purified enough. Like we gave the example yesterday, a person starts taking a new course in chemistry, lahavdil, you know, in school. And on the first day, the teacher teaches for 45 minutes and he presents all kinds of new ideas. Starts mentioning different chemicals that the kids didn't know anything about. One kid comes out of the class beaming. He can't wait to get home because he knows his father, who's been a chemist for the past 35 years, he's got a laboratory in the house. And this kid just heard his first shiur in chemistry, the first 45 minutes, and he's ready to roll. He comes home, daddy's not home yet. He opens the lab, he rolls up his sleeves, and he starts mixing all the orange and the yellow and the blue because the teacher mentioned that the chemicals have different colors, and when you mix them together, some of them, it produces all kinds of wonderful things. So this kid's ready, he's ready to roll. He had his 45-minute class. And again, the teacher was a real intelligent, the teacher's been teaching chemistry for 35 years. So he knows every word that teacher said is true. So if that teacher said that if you mix hydrogen and oxygen together, you get water, he knows that if he goes into daddy's lab and he finds something that says hydrogen on it and something that says oxygen, he's going to make fresh water his parents, he's going to serve the best drink his parents ever had. What he doesn't realize is that the thing, besides saying hydrogen on it, it also says nitrogen and chloride and other stuff, which he didn't realize. He didn't know that that also has something to do with it. And he starts mixing together chemicals and he blows up the whole block. The house, their house, and all the apartments above their house, and the whole block gets blown up. And they find that afterwards it's because this kid went and started learning chemistry. And again, so they want to arrest the teacher. They go to arrest the teacher who taught this kid. And the teacher recorded the class. So they listened to the class. The teacher didn't say anything wrong. And they wonder, how could this possibly happen? And they realize it's very simple because the kid took one class instead of 60 classes. They're supposed to have one class a week. And after a full year, they come out. And this kid thought he heard the MS. You know, the teacher took. But it was an MS she'enoy mevoirar. The teacher hadn't explained. The teacher just gave him some basic knowledge, basic ideas. Then the next day, he teaches you the exceptions to the rule and all kinds of other things that you need to know in order to be able to come out with a correct understanding. Because this person had a little bit of little knowledge is much more dangerous sometimes than no knowledge. Because when a person has the emes, when a person is learning Torah and everything, but they don't realize that it's not mevoirar. They weren't zeichet to sort it out yet. They weren't zeichet to refine it yet. And to be zeichet to know what the real maskar, what's the halacha lamaisa. We learn these different opinions, but the final halacha sometimes is completely different than what you were learning in the Gemara at first. So Rav Nosson Zal says that everyone has to know what we're explaining here and thereby save themselves from all kinds of stumbling blocks that come about through MS, mamish through MS, she'enoi mevoir karoi, which hasn't been refined enough. Loi mi baya she'tatzila yomei shamachloikis, v'ha'hisnagdus, she'oikeres es ha'cholkim mishnei olamos bechinam. Not only, if you learn what we're teaching here right now, is it going to save you from making the worst mistake of your life, of getting involved in machloikis, the fire of machloikis, and opposition, which tears people out of both worlds. It destroys their olam hazeh, and their people lose their olam haba, bechinam, for nothing, for no reason. It was unnecessary. Shemidazu garua mikol hamidos shroi shaboilam, whereby this mida of machloikis is worse than everything else in the world. This is the worst of the worst, Rahman al-Islam. Kishare Hamidois Vahataivois. Look how Rav Nosson Zal explains why. What's so terrible? What makes this worse than everything else? What makes this worse than Taivas Achila, Taivas Momoin, Taivas Noshim? Rav Nosson Zal explains. Because the other Midois and Taivois, Yesh Bohen Eze Hechrochius, there is a need for it. There is a purpose to it. A person has to have Taivas Noshim, otherwise there ain't going to be no kids born. The Gemara tells a story about the rabbis once were mispalel to get rid of Taivas Noshim completely, and there were no chickens, weren't laying eggs for the next couple of weeks. You know, they realized there's a problem. They wiped out Taivas Noshim completely. Can't do without it. Have to have a little bit of it. Have to have a little Taivas Noshim. Have to have a little Taivas Achila. Have to have a little Taivas Momoin. But Rak Shetzrichen Lesnaig Bohem Al Piatoy Rak Doisha. But a person has to conduct himself regarding all of those other taivos to follow the rules of the Torah. Vafilu beheter. And even in what's permissible, even with your own wife, there have to be boundaries. The Torah set up all kinds of boundaries. Shiloi laharpois bohem, not to get involved too much. The too much even of heter, even of kosher, glatt kosher meat, too much of it is poison. It's harmful to the person. Beruchnius and Begashmius. We just had last week's parsha. Ben Soira Rumaira, right? What's the definition of Ben Soira Rumaira? He eats a certain quantity of meat and drinks a certain quantity of wine. How much? Too much. That's how much. How much Rabbeinu Zal warned us, you know, Breslovers, to avoid drinking, to be careful, to limit, to extreme way, to limit drinking alcohol or intoxicating beverages. Only on Shabbos, only on Yontif, only at a Simcha, and even then, minimum, very, very little. There's no such thing in true Judaism as a Jew drinking a lot, Chas v'Shalom, with the exception of Purim. And then, for those people who can handle it properly. Aval al kol ponim, yesh bohen hechrech l'kiyum hodom. However, when it comes to all other taivois and midois, there is a necessity, it's necessary. The person must have a little bit of it in order to exist, in order to exist in this world, in order to function. Person must have a little bit of Taivas Noshim, Taivas Achila. Kigoin Achila Ushtio Kiyotze. Aval Inyan Hamachloikis Ze Ein Tzori Cho'odom Klal. However, this attitude of being against, I'm against this person, I'm against that, this negativity, that there's no necessity for it whatsoever. Ein tzorich adam klal. V'hi mechale v'oikeres oisoi mishnei oilomois yoiser mikol ha'taivois. And it destroys the person, and it tears him out of both worlds. Oilam hazeh, it'll destroy the person's oilam hazeh and oilam haba more than all other taivois. Those people who are Bali Machloikis, they have no life even in this world. They can never enjoy anything because they're always getting into arguments. They always know better. They're opinionated. And if somebody doesn't accept their... Well, my father, should be healthy and well, was just here yesterday and was talking about... He was reading a medrash about Achitofel. Achitofel, Dovid HaMelech's Rebbe. Try to imagine what level we're talking about, what level of das, to be the Rebbe of Dovid HaMelech. He hung himself. He committed suicide. Why? Because somebody didn't accept his opinion. Because he offered advice and somebody else offered advice about a particular question and Achitofel's advice was not accepted. The other person's advice was accepted, even though Achitofel was right. And he couldn't handle that to the point where he committed suicide. To imagine what, and there are people like that today. There are people who will literally commit suicide or sometimes not commit suicide. They'll live death. They'll be living corpses walking around. They'll drive themselves crazy and everybody else crazy because they have an opinion about something. And if somebody else disagrees with them or if somebody else chooses not to follow their opinion, they're crazy. They lose it totally, Rachmanu Litzlan. Kasher kvar harbe nitradu al yedei zeh mishnei olamos, as there are many people already who have gotten themselves messed up in this world and the next world through machloikas. V'afilu mimachloikis b'shvil parnosa tzrichim lehisrachik moid. And even when it comes to machloikis related to parnosa, people get into an argument, a disagreement in business, whether they're partners or whether they're not partners. Somebody opens a store next to somebody else's store. All the different possibilities of scenarios where people get into machlokes when it comes to parnosa. Tzrichin lehisrachek ma'oid. A Jew has to run away from machlokes. Sometimes, even if it means forfeiting thousands of dollars or hundreds of thousands of dollars or millions of dollars, sometimes it's worth it to say, no thanks. No thanks. If it's going to hurt somebody else's feet, if it's going to step on somebody else's toes, not interested. I don't want that. Hashem will give it to me from somewhere else. Ki ein poyalin al yidei hamachloikis klal. Because a person does not accomplish. You don't accomplish anything. You don't achieve any success through machloikis. Adarabba, just the opposite. Machloikis achas doiche mea parnosois. The Gemara says, one machloikis can push away 100 parnosos. Hashem could have had 100 packages of money that was supposed to come your way, and because you get into an argument, a machlekes, chas v'sham rachmol, the person forfeits 100 units of parnosa. What that could mean, rachmol etzlam. Utzrichin lahamin, a Jew has the question, well, but what? One second, what do I do if I worked so hard for so many years to develop, and this guy comes along and he takes my thing, and he, what should I do? Utzrichin lahamin, ki ein odom noigeya b'mashemuchan l'chaveiroi. The Torah teaches us that a Jew is required to believe that nobody can take away what's yours. What Hashem has put aside for you, nobody else can take that away. U'b'shimcho yikra'ucha, u'mishelcho yitnulach. The pasuk says, K'mo Hashem Rabbi Seinu Zal, that people call out to Hashem, u'mishelcho yitnulach, and they'll give you what's yours. Hashem will give you what's yours. What's yours is coming to you. Nobody will take it away from you. Mikol shkein v'kol, that's when it comes to machlokes in gashmius items, in parnoso, things like that. Mikolshkein v'kolshkein, machloikis binyan avoidas Hashem. How much more so when it comes to a machloikis regarding Yiddishkeit, people having a difference of opinion in something related to Yiddishkeit and fighting, getting into nasty, ugly arguments. Rachman Salam. Shehu hamachloikis shebein hachasidim v'haloimdim. For example, the machloikis between the chasidim and the lumdim, as they were called in those days, the people who put total emphasis on learning Gemara, etc., you know, and were opposed to the Hasidim. Today they call them sometimes the Litaim, even though today we know things have changed very dramatically, where but the Litaim have Hasidiyot. Their rabbis are like Hasidic rabbis, and the Litaim go to the mikvah, some of them more than Hasidim, all kinds of. Today, it's all para. There's no milchiks and fleishiks anymore, they say, you know. Oy shebein hachasidim, or the machlokes between Hasidic groups themselves, the machlokes among Hasidim themselves. Oy bein halomdim biatzmam, or the machlokes within the camp of the lomdim themselves, machlokes against between two Rosh Yeshivas, or two schools of thought. Shezeh ha-machloikis gorua me-hakoil. This machloikis is worse than everything. U-mekalkel harbe. It destroys a lot. U-ma'akevis ha-geula yoiser mikol ho-avera shebetoira. And it pushes away the coming of Moshiach more than all averos in the Torah. Rav Nosson Zal opts to disagree with the signs that we have up in our neighborhoods, which say that if a woman wears a shetel, this is what's blocking Moshiach from coming. Moshiach can't go. Rav Nosson Zal, with his maximum knowledge of Shulchan Aruch and Kabbalah and Zohar Kodesh, everything, says that Machloikis does a bigger job, Rachmon al Islam, than the shetels and certain other stuff. V'chol ha-machloikis hazois, hirak sinas chinam. Rav Nosson Zal says, all of this Machloikis, among the religious people especially is unwarranted, unjustified hate. People don't realize it, that the Satan has cloaked himself in mitzvahs. Like Rabbeinu Zal says on page one in Likut Imran, the Satan is using the Torah. He's using Yiddishkeit to get Jews to hate each other, or at least not to love each other, not to respect each other, not to want to help each other. V'hakol machmas ha'emes. And all of it is in the name of truth. Emes, Torah, Yiddishkeit. Shekol echot nidmaloi she'etzloi ho'emes. Each one, it seems to him as if he's the master of emes. He knows the real emes. He knows exactly what Hashem wants. Aval be'emes. But the truth is, Rav Nosson Zal says, im yistakel al ho'emes lamitoi. If the person will look really carefully and he'll look for the purest truth, and he won't fool himself, he'll remember who he is, you schnook and a half, you person who don't know the entire Shas and the whole Zohar HaKadosh, and even if you do know it, have you been living up to the standard of what the Torah says in all, from when you get up in the morning till you go to sleep at night? Is your brain and your heart and your hands and feet, is everything, are you serving Hashem to perfection? And if not, how dare you have the audacity to start passing judgment on other people? You're deciding who's Jewish and who's from and who's not from and who's more from. You're crazy in the head. Bevadai lo yachzik b'machloikes al kol ponim. If a person will at least do that, if they'll look at the emes lamito and not fool themselves, one thing's for sure, they're going to stay far away from machloikes. They're not going to get into any machloikes. They're not going to speak against or fight against any other Jews. Ki yistakel al atzmoi, because the person will look at themselves and say, Ulai hu toyes atzmoi, hold on, maybe I'm fooling myself. Maybe my thinking that I'm the most religious Jew in the world, and I'm the best Jew in the world, and my way is the best way, and my way is the only way, maybe it's not true. Maybe that's not 100% the case. Vafilu im einoi toye, and even if he's not wrong, even if he's 100% right, Yovin, he'll understand, he'll realize, that through machloikis, you're not going to make anything better. By yelling at somebody, by screaming, it's by insulting somebody, or by saying something nasty or doing something nasty, you are not going to fix. Adarabba, just the opposite. Yekalkel harbe yoiser mimashi yisakin lefi daitoi hanavoicha. He's going to mess up much more than what he thought he was going to fix with his confused, with his nuttiness, with his perplexed way of thinking. Because with machloikis, you can't fix. There's no way in the world that machloikis can improve things, can make things better. Because machloikis is something that everybody hates. It's very much hated. Now Rav Nosson Zal adds, V'ef shel avayar kol ze b'chsav. I can't explain all of this to you in writing. I can't possibly put everything in writing that you need to know about this. Aval, however, hechofetz be'emes la'amitoi. A person who's looking for the real truth, Bevadai lo yite al yidei ho'emes sheloi she'enoi mevurur, will not make mistakes through his imperfect truth, lahachzik b'machloikis chas v'shalom, and to be supportive of machloikis, to maintain and sustain machloikis, bifrat badoirois halolu, especially in our generations, She Yisroel Beshiflus Godol, where the Jewish people are in a very low state today. We're in a very low madrega. We're not on the level that Jews were at during the time of the Rishonim, Rashi HaKodosh, the Rambam, the Tanoim, the Amoraim, the Achroinim even, we're not where they were during the time of the Arizal. Ve'ein lanu shum memshola. Today we have no authority. We have no malchus. There's no Jewish king today. There's no Sanhedrin today. So even if we have badatz this and badatz that, we have to remember that this is makeshift. This is all bidyeved. This is all in golos. This is the best that we can possibly be able to do. But not that if this particular Bezdin says such and such, any Jew who doesn't accept that is a non-Jew. He's outside, he's in cherem v'chulu v'chulu. There's no such thing. V'ein lonu memshola, eichef shel l'sakein ma shetzrichen l'sakein. How is it possible to fix everything that needs to be fixed? Befrat al yidei machloikis, especially you're going to fix it with machloikis. You're going to fix it by throwing rocks at other yidnchas. You're going to make, that's how you're going to correct the situation. Ki l'sakein es ho'ilam ulahamshich kol ho'ilam lavaydosi yisborach yefshir kim al yidei hasholoim. Rabbein Azal says beferish in likut imran kemoy shekosu batoira retzitza. Rabbein Azal starts off Torah Chav Zayin in likut imran with these words, that in order to perfect the world, in order to correct the world, and to draw the entire world to serving Hashem, it's impossible to achieve that without shalom. The only way you're going to accomplish that is through shalom. V'alkein, and this is why the Gemara says, Eliyahu u'Moshiach, both Eliyahu Hanavi and Moshiach, she'ikar tikun ho'olam yihi al yodom, whereby the main tikun of the world is going to be through those two, right? Everybody knows that. Everybody admits that. In Birchas Hamozen, we say every single day, Horachamun yishach lonu es Eliyonov yizachru latoiv, vivaser lonu besoiro is toivos yeshuvas nechamois. Eliyonov is going to be the one, the MC, to introduce Moshiach. That combination of Eliyonov and Moshiach is going to be the beginning of the end, the beginning of tikkun, real tikkun ho'olam. And the Gemara says, Yasku rak lasoi sholem boilam. What is Elyonovi going to be involved in? What is Moshiach going to be involved in? Bringing peace to the world. As the Gemara says, Ein Eliyahu bo letamei uletaher. Elyonovi is not going to come to say, this neighborhood is Tohar and that neighborhood is Tomei. This Jew is Tohar, that Jew is Tomei. That's not what Elyonovi is going to come for, the Gemara says. Elolaso is sholem boilam. His mission is going to be to bring peace to the world. V'chein Moshiach tzidkenu. And so to Moshiach, we find one of the names of Moshiach that's used in the Torah is he's called Sar Sholem. That's one of the names of Moshiach. V'alkein, and therefore, im ho'emes mesisoi lahachzik b'machloichis chas v'sholem, if a person's truth, if a person's perception of truth incites him to start a machloikis, to make a machloikis, tzorech lahashlich meitoi emes kozeh l'oretz, he has to take that emes and throw it to the ground, ulaharchiko me'alponav, and to distance it from him. Ki Hashem yisborach einoi chofeitz bo emes kozeh, because Hashem does not want that kind of emes. Now, we definitely have to add here that even what we're saying here requires qualification. There's a time for everything, and there's a place for everything. There's a time that a Jew has to walk away from us. There's a time that if a Jew is in a room and he sees certain things taking place, he's required to leave the room. People say, what do you mean? I thought you're not supposed to make machlokes. The answer is there's halachas. A person has to learn the halachas. And besides the halachas, a person has to have shimush chachomim. A person has to spend quality time with talmidei chachomim, tzaddikim, to see how they behave. I remember with Reb Michal Zichron Levracha, there was a story of a granddaughter, a grandson of Reb Michal Zichron Levracha, who was getting married. And he was marrying a girl. And Reb Michal mentioned that for the wedding, that the girl should accept on herself at least a certain minimum standard of tznius, talking about a certain, mention a certain item. And it was refused. It wasn't accepted at the time. And Reb Michal made a decision not to attend the wedding of his own grandchild. And for him, it was excruciatingly painful. This is a person who didn't have 100 grandchildren, this is a person who came from Russia. He had 2.5 grandchildren, you know, and to miss out on a wedding was, but he knew that he had to draw a line at a certain place. And what happened was, as a result of his not going, things changed dramatically in a positive way. Eventually, they came around to, but this requires the shikul hadas of a person who's on a very, very, very high level. This requires a Talmud Chacham of the highest caliber or tzaddikim who are qualified to make these kinds of decisions, to know when right, when left, when up the middle, in all kinds of circumstances. I saw this with Rabbi Moshe Burstein also, so by all of these, that there are certain times and certain circumstances where a person, but a person on our level has to be extremely, extremely careful and cautious and usually very careful to avoid machlokes. If a person thinks it's the wrong thing, then don't do it. But not to start cursing somebody else or telling somebody else how bad they are or how wrong they are, if you're not qualified to do it, or if you're not sure that it's going to help, if you're not 100% positive that it's going to make the situation better.